Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Kinsale Capital Group, a specialty insurance company that's been carving out a strong niche in the property and casualty market. If you're not familiar with Kinsale Capital Group, let me give you the quick rundown. They operate in the insurance industry, focusing on excess and surplus lines, which basically means they cover unique or high-risk policies that standard insurers often shy away from. Headquartered in the U.S., they've built a reputation for disciplined underwriting and leveraging technology to keep costs low. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all with a long-term investor's lens. So grab a coffee, let's unpack this together, and see if Kinsale Capital Group deserves a spot in your portfolio. Before we jump into the SWOT, let's touch on some recent performance and news to set the stage. Looking at their stock performance, Kinsale has shown some solid momentum over various timeframes, particularly over the longer term, with impressive gains over the past 5 years compared to industry averages in the insurance sector. Short-term trends have had their ups and downs, with some volatility in the last few months, but the broader trajectory suggests resilience. On the news front, there's been chatter about their consistent growth in premiums and their focus on niche markets, which has helped them dodge some of the broader industry headwinds. Now, with that context in mind, let's break down the SWOT and see what's driving this company and what could trip it up. Strengths. First up, Kinsale Capital Group's financial performance is a standout. Their latest earnings call for Q2 2025 highlighted a 27.5% increase in operating earnings year over year, which is a clear signal of robust profitability. For long-term investors, this kind of consistent growth in net income and operating income, evident from their income statements over recent years, shows they're not just a flash in the pan. They're building sustainable value. Another big plus is their underwriting discipline. Management emphasized during the earnings call that they're sticking to strict standards, which translates to a healthy gross profit margin and net profit margin compared to industry peers. This isn't just about numbers. It's about a business model that prioritizes quality over quantity, a great sign for stability over the long haul. Their use of technology to manage costs is also a key strength. Kinsale has been vocal about keeping operating expenses low, which boosts their return on equity, currently looking strong based on recent metrics. For us investors, this efficiency means more cash flow to reinvest or return to shareholders. Finally, their focus on niche excess and surplus lines gives them a competitive edge. They're not battling it out in oversaturated markets. They're playing in a space where they can dictate terms and maintain pricing power. That's a moat worth noting. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. Kinsale isn't without its flaws. One concern is their debt-to-equity ratio. While it's not alarmingly high based on the latest balance sheet data, it's something to watch, especially if interest rates stay elevated or if they take on more leverage to fuel growth. For long-term holders, unexpected debt burdens can erode returns if not managed well. Another issue is their reliance on specific market segments. The earnings call mentioned challenges in certain areas of their portfolio, which could signal vulnerability if those niches face broader economic or regulatory pressures. Diversification isn't their strongest suit right now, and that's a risk. Lastly, while their current valuation metrics like price-to-earnings ratio aren't outrageous, they're not exactly cheap either when stacked against the industry average. If growth slows, the stock might not have much room to run without a correction, which could spook short-term traders, though as long-term investors, we're more focused on the fundamentals. Opportunities. On the flip side, there's plenty of upside potential here. Kinsale's management is laser-focused on expanding their market share in the excess and surplus space, as noted in their Q2 2025 earnings call. With revenue growth trending upward year after year, they've got the wind at their back to capture more of this underserved market. For us, that spells opportunity, especially if they keep innovating with tech to stay ahead of competitors. Another exciting angle is their free cash flow yield, which looks healthy based on recent metrics. This gives them flexibility to either reinvest in growth, pay down debt, or even increase dividends down the line. As long-term investors, we love seeing a company with cash to deploy strategically. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts seem optimistic about Kinsale's growth trajectory, with estimates suggesting the stock isn't overvalued for what's coming. If they hit those targets, there's room for appreciation, something to keep an eye on for both short-term pops and long-term gains. Lastly, broader industry trends could play in their favor. The insurance sector often benefits from economic recovery or rising interest rates as investment income grows. Kinsale's strong balance sheet, with solid cash and investment holdings, positions them well to capitalize on this. Threats. But let's not get too cozy. There are real risks on the horizon. One big threat is market competition. While Kinsale has carved out a niche, the insurance space is cutthroat, and larger players could start eyeing their territory. If they lose pricing power, margins could shrink, and that's a red flag for profitability. Regulatory changes are another concern. The excess and surplus market isn't immune to shifts in policy, and any new rules could impact how Kinsale operates or increase compliance costs. Management mentioned staying vigilant on this front during the earnings call, but it's still a wild card. Economic downturns could also hit them hard. If businesses or individuals cut back on specialty insurance due to budget constraints, Kinsale's revenue growth could stall. Their performance metrics show resilience so far, but a prolonged recession could test that. Finally, while short-term volatility in their stock price isn't our main focus as long-term investors, it's worth noting that recent monthly performance has been choppy. Any negative news could amplify those swings, so brace for some bumps along the way. As we wrap up this analysis, let's tie it all together. Kinsale Capital Group is a compelling story for long-term investors. Their strong financials, disciplined approach, and niche focus are big wins, and there's clear potential for growth if they keep executing. However, risks like market competition, regulatory shifts, and economic headwinds mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. My take, Kinsale is worth watching closely, especially if you're building a diversified portfolio in the financials sector. Keep an eye on how they manage debt and navigate challenges in their key segments over the next few quarters. That'll be telling for their long-term trajectory. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights here at MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point swats on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Kinsale as a buy, or are you waiting for a better entry point? Let's keep the conversation going.